The Commonwealth has declared 7 local government areas in Sydney as coronavirus hotspots. Here's the Australian Chief Health Officer, Paul Kelly, a short time ago.
I've decided to declare a hotspot in New South Wales due to the increased risk posed by the Delta variant and cases having been in the community whilst infectious. The Commonwealth a hotspot definition can come into play, and so we have offered the New South Wales government support and assistance in relation to that.
Only a couple of hours ago, new restrictions came into effect in New South Wales to try and reduce a steadily growing cluster. Several states, including South Australia and Western Australia, have slammed their borders shut in the wake of another 16 people testing positive overnight. For more, I'm joined by Professor Tony Cunningham, who's an infectious diseases physician with the Westmead Institute for Medical Research. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
Does the Commonwealth announcement of these 7 local government areas in Sydney soften any lockdown announcement?
Well, I think this is what we've been wanting for some time, and the Commonwealth has actually been talking about designating hotspots rather than whole states, and that in essence, does give our very competent public health officials time and space to try and track down all of the contacts and limit spread. So I think it's actually a good way to go, and it's hopefully we might be able to prevent all of the dislocation that occurs with either a citywide or a statewide lockdown.
But there could have been a localised lockdown that has also not been announced. What do you make of the measures? Are they really enough?
Well, I think the issue, particularly in winter, we know that most spread occurs indoors. And I think getting people to wear masks on public transport and indoors is a very appropriate measure. I think it would be even better if we had more people immunised, particularly the ageing. But I think this is a measure which hopefully will prevent a full lockdown, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Many of the contacts have been close family members or at parties, and again, that reflects the predominance of intrafamily spread and also spread in an indoors crowded setting.
Given the more contagious Delta variant is at the heart of this cluster, and we're now in winter, as you mentioned, how confident are you that the current restrictions won't result in a growing cluster?
Look, that requires crystal ball gazing.
Yes, doesn't it?
The Delta variant is very definitely more spreadable than previous variants, even the Alpha variant, which was predominant in the UK. It's spreading around the world. It's actually spreading throughout the UK itself. And we heard about an instance of it being isolated in quarantine in Brisbane just recently. So it is a bit of a new ball game, and I presume that's why the minister is so concerned. But we've got world's best practice in terms of contact tracing and testing, and we have a populace which is very much attuned to being tested. So I have my fingers crossed, Patricia.
Yeah, we certainly all have our fingers crossed. Here's the state's health minister, Brad Hazzard, at the announcement of the new measures earlier today.
I know from my experience that there's a degree of tiredness, a degree of apathy at the response to the virus. But in a sense, this is a new and more dangerous version of the virus, and that apathy has to be swept away.
What do you make of the minister's observations about apathy among residents? We're, 18 months into this pandemic? Is that the problem here?
Oh, we're very tired, I think,
exhausted
of COVID. There's no doubt about that. And there was an element of complacency as we were doing so well. And that was also true in other countries. Certainly, probably true in other states in Australia. But it is interesting to see the surge of vaccine-seeking behaviour in Victoria. And one hopes that will happen here as well. People and many people I have heard from as well are thinking we're doing so well, I can just wait on the vaccine. The only problem is that you do need a few weeks for the vaccine to kick in and give you sufficient immunity. So that's not good enough. You've really got to get yourself immunized so that when something like this happens, you're protected. Really important.
Is there anything else that needs to be put in place in these Commonwealth hotspots to stop this cluster?
Well, I think it really is making us rethink some of our approaches to quarantine. I think it also, I agree with Catherine Bennett about the need for a uniform approach to this type of problem Australia-wide. I'd really like to see Queensland, for instance, has only shut down for the local government areas, whereas South Australia and Western Australia have shut down completely. So to New South Wales travellers. So there is, again, an element of lack of consistency across the country, and it would be nice if we could get a consistent approach to this.
Mm. The Chief Health Officer, Paul Kelly, also points out that aged care, when he made the hotspot declaration, that made the point that aged care would also be, you know, one of the points of increased attention here. Are we safe in aged care at the moment? We're not fully vaccinated yet.
Not enough. We need both immunisations. I think, as you and I have discussed before, I'm really concerned about the vulnerability of ageing people, those people over the age of 80, with a 20-fold increase in the likelihood of death. With people between 70 and 80, a 5-fold increase in that likelihood, and 60 to 70, about 2 to 3-fold. So this is not, this is really a life and death matter for people to become immunised over the age of 60. We simply cannot be complacent, and I do agree with you. I think there has been an element of complacency and then a rush to get the vaccine, and without realising it does take a few weeks to develop immunity.
Now, some breaking news that the Queensland borders are going to be shut to everyone from Greater Sydney. So that, of course, you know, there's obviously been an escalation there. There is serious
Indeed.
Concern about this.
Somehow I'm not surprised, but there we are.
There we are. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you, Patricia.